This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
There's like two in Yanim. There's the there's what's physically true and what is connected that. Vim Toima, ki mishin yal derech haniska. So there's a place called Gan Eden, and it's written in the Torah, and the Torah describes it. Neshamas don't go to a physical place. Doesn't mean anything that a neshama is in a place. Doesn't mean anything. I want to talk a little bit about this, we spoke a little bit possibly last time, but just to get the feel and understanding of it. If the worlds were created separately, you know, our picture of Elyonim Tachtonim is, I decided that I'm going to make a place for people to live. So here's a house where people can live. Okay, it would be nice if there would be like a basement with a pool. Okay, so we'll have a basement with a pool. It would be also very good if we'd make another floor on top so that you can work quietly, make another floor on top. Each one of these is like random things, have to be together. So the understanding that we think of how we picture these things is, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, let's make an Olam, a Gan Eden for people's neshama to be. Okay, here's a Gan Eden. You know what? It would be nice if down in this world there'd be a shtickl Gan Eden. Okay, here's a Gan Eden here. And there's the worlds in the middle. There's Olam Atzilus, Olam Abriya, put a Gan Eden there also. Then it's like a kind of, so what's the point of it? The understanding of it is very different. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world is Ruchnius, and it comes into our world. That means that every step of the way, as it's coming closer to our world, the same things becomes more and more physical. It's something which ki'ilu, the same inyan, when we understand it in a certain way is this, in a certain way this, in a certain way this, a certain way this. Each world is like a different way of understanding it. If I can give a marshal, sometimes you'll have an object where if you look at it with this light, you see it this way, this light this way, this light that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpah in this world, in its shurish, is pure ruchnius. Our world is a very physical world. As it's coming into our world, it's seen and understood as being more and more physical. Let's give another marshal, which is used commonly for different things. Let's say I have a dream house. I want to build a house, new yeshiva building. So the first step is it's come out of fantasy. It's just an idea of a house that's nice and comfortable. That's a vague idea. Then I sit and think about what it should look like. Then I draw it on paper. Then I make a skeleton, and then I fill in the skeleton. So this, it's better the same thing. It's not the pshat I decided to do this and this and this. The idea of a house as it comes into this world becomes more and more physical as it moves along. Kaviyoch, that's a very similar idea. The Ribbono Shel Olam's ratzon to create a world of toiv. And as that becomes more and more physical and real, it goes from being Gan Eden in a very ruchnistic sense to the Gan Eden in this world. So the Gan Eden in this world is the reflection of what Gan Eden, and whatever it says in the parasha, in the Torah about what Gan Eden is, there's a river, there's four branches, there's Gan, and there's Eden, and there's Mikedem. Anything that it says over here has, when you move up the ladder, higher up, it has a much more ruchnistic perception of it. So it's almost bal korchach. It's like it has to be all the way through from top to bottom.
But he's keeping with what he said, that it is real.
Yes, there is a real place. And that's why when the Torah speaks, his point is, when the Torah says that Hashem put a gun in this world, it's got trees, it's got branches, it's got fruit. Cicadas, I'm not sure. But everything else, it has. It's a metzias, and there's a river that comes out, and it has four. Everything that it says in Bereishis, and Adam Rishon lived in that place, and Adam Rishon was kept out of that place. But that's all, that's a physical, but that's not the Gan Eden we're talking about for the Neshama. Just like when I say Yankel, do I mean the hands and the feet and the stomach? That's Yankel. Do I mean the Yankel that's talking to me? Do I mean the Yankel that's his Neshama? They're all Yankel. And it just, you know, each one is a reflection of the other one. Al pishlan chachom mikoymes hanefosh mikoymes hanefoshes omres of the Shabbos nefshasem shal tzadigin gnuzes tachis akov. But the neshama is somewhere else. Shanema voisa nefshadoyin itzriu tzor hachayim shem akecho omres of chagiga arove shabay tzedek mishpot gin ze chayim gin ze sholom gin ze brocha mishmasem shal tzadigin veruchos and shomas asidin li borois v'shomai fanim v'srofim chayis akoyim shem akeshoros and gis akovet melech kel chay v'kayim rom v'nishrech naleim omres besukar ismi aliyim otten Opirish Hyden Spaka Vesquire Mira and Sakura Sakura Mira, Behovin Stagz as Omol of Moshe Sakura Sakura Mira, Ushar Nevim Nistakura Sakura Sakura Mira. This is, it depends how we look and how we take it. Hevir Loshan Re'ir Bistagz as Sechel V'ilay Avona, Olefika Krom B'nei Aliyah V'omru Kli Ana Adam B'choy, Abishas Misosan Hein Royin, Obesifri Omru Yifkar Hashem Akeh Ruchas Halbasa, Magid Shekol Ruchas Eni Yoitzis Alom Lufanav. Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Sim is a muscle yotcha. Calls us to the Nossim Bechayim Nafshib Kurviat Koinai. Shnema Shoda Nefsh Kolchoi. Vaoyim of Yotcha Fidruchi. Mace, Noisna Boitza, Shnema Boitza Nefsh Adonit Tzur Tzur Chaim. Shamirim is saying Mashram, Tamloim Vesnafsh Evechikla Enna. So there's a mockum, so there's a mitzias for the Shamas and the Fashas of people, Achamisa. Which again, it's not as pashut from all the Chazal things about Olam Haba. That Olam Haba is the world to come. It's not the fashas. These Chazal is where you see where there's a place a person goes. And b'medeshtum omri yalzach sidim bechavoid beizek kavoid shakash brochu sadikim b'shoshen iftarim min olam v'mekalzak shakash brochu shomer sabitzar chayim shabes nashdoyin tzur b'tzar chayim u'medesh shashim omru teicharot zav ava. El nafshes atzadikim shen esunis imu b'amoroim shloishin esazel fi mizem moish nigg shal arafel lefin men etzedek mitzvot shen kiosuf tzedek mitzvot nechoin kisecha lefin men nafshes atzadikim shtem ashev yorim shkolchoi v'ayim v'aytzenam shaloi yitzur b'tzar chayim v'aremez b'tor adofke boi v'oid nabuzer fin neinu b'zaz hakel. So this is his basic explanation of Gan Eden Tachton and here in Gan Eden Elyon. I think they have a minyan now. We need to, I think they daven now. We'll have to rechange a little bit our, they're davening here now, right?
Daven 225 on the business.
They're davening at 225. Okay, so we continue. Let's finish. Avo. Now he says, Oid yaminu abisayin fi divrem ba'godois, sheze Gan Eden atach shizkanu, yesh l'schar ha'nesham esboi, chelek b'schar v'oinik. So they say there's some sort of kesha between the Gan Eden here and the Gan Eden lemala. So let's talk about this point. This is a delicate point, and it's a point that we need to develop. It's and again, this is Ramban's sheet about there being physical things associated with it. Let's Let's take a dogma. A person is sitting in a place that's very enjoyable. He's sitting on a beach in Miami and sunning himself and sipping a cold Coke or something. That's a physical mitzvah where a person is has a lot of tainuk. I assume. I never tried it, but well, I'll assume. Now, imagine a person is sitting not in Miami, not in Florida, not anywhere. He's sitting in a jail someplace. And he's sitting and thinking, so he's trying to fantasize a pleasure. So he's sitting and thinking himself on the beach in Miami, sipping coquettes. So it's all a machshava, but it's a machshava that's associated with the physical. Imagine somebody is sitting and thinking and learning, and that's his tainu. So these two people are both in a world of machshava, but very different in terms of what the machshava is. Is it a physical machshava, or is it a ruchnistic machshava? Even after Misa, for a person to transition to going from a world of Gashmius, which is his mitzias, which is his environment. So even when he's thinking, the neshama is where it is when it dies. If a person was a very ruchnistic person, his neshama is already somewhere else. But if it was a gashmius person, so there's no guf, but the nefesh of a person still, that's what associates with itself. So again, Eden Atachn is part of that picture, so to speak, of what the person is shakuet. So it's bobbing back and forth. It has a feel for something else, but it's still pneumistic mechobe. We're not talking about the physical body. It doesn't make a difference. Physical body can be totally destroyed. It's his sense of things. Doesn't mean they're going to eat those peiris or take dips. Okay, so Nevi'im are ruchnistic people, but their entire machze concerns things in this world and this mitzias. So even in a world after this patira takes up for a person because he's not a balmail, he's still dovok nafshistic physical things, and that's his sense of things. Okay.